The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites who love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that others may see them. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. When you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. They neglect their appearance so that they may appear to others to be fasting. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you may not appear to be fasting except to your Father who is hidden. And your Father who sees what is hidden will repay you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Doesn't God have a wicked sense of humor? Putting Ash Wednesday on Valentine's Day? How many people gave up chocolate for Lent? I was talking with Deacon before Mass, and I told him, you know, I always start off Ash Wednesday real excited. This time's going to be new and different. And then by the end of Ash Wednesday, I get all cynical. It's just dirt, smearing dirt on foreheads. That's all I'm good for. But, you know, this is not a holy day of obligation or anything like that. It's a day that we begin Lent. But what is so special about those ashes? All afternoon, I've been thinking and praying about that. Because it seems like we're doing the exact opposite of what the gospel is saying. Don't perform any righteous deeds for anyone to see. And what do? We smear our foreheads with ashes. Do not change your appearance. Do not be like the hypocrites. And what are we doing? We're changing our appearance. But I think the why is important. We're not doing it for anyone else but ourselves. We are marking ourselves up because we are formalizing, ritualizing a change that we are going through, a change that we are starting. That is what Lent is all about, right? It is about changing. It's about breaking from the past. It's about repentance and conversion, striving to become the best disciples that we can be. And we formalize that break with the old with Ash Wednesday. It's not unique. Lots and lots of different rituals, things happen to when someone changes and creates a new life for themselves. alcoholics, you know, have to hit rock bottom or go through an intervention. And then the change can happen. Then the new life begins. Those that are going to become Marines, they're sent off to Paris Island. Those that wish to become religious enter into the novitiate. It's an opportunity to create a little bit of space, to create freedom, to allow ourselves to change, freedom to break with the past. And that's what we're doing tonight. Looking at the past, turning away from sin, and embracing the good news. Conversion, repentance, a new start. I've done this for so many Ash Wednesdays. And so many Ash Wednesdays I say, this is it. My friends, for all of us, this is it. This is the Ash Wednesday. This is the acceptable time. This is the day of salvation.